The island nation of the Maldives sits barely above sea level, so when the tsunami hit, the Maldives were especially vulnerable. There are about 200 inhabited coral islands in the Maldives, which sit some 300 miles off the southern tip of India. And according to the Maldivian Minister of Education, Mahmoud Shoghi, the death toll there is expected to reach about 120 out of a total population of 270,000. Mr. Shoghi is in charge of relief operations, and this morning he flew from the capital, Male, over some of the hardest hit islands.
When I flew over the areas, we noticed that one island that I can, it's in Mimo Atoll, was completely devastated. Almost all the buildings were flattened. And I think, having looked at it, I think that it's probably not inhabitable anymore unless we rebuild the entire island. So it's a question of having to relocate the entire population of that island to another island. Then I visited two other islands this afternoon. One of the islands, when you look at it, about one-third of the island, the homes are completely destroyed, homeless. And so these people are now living in schools and dormitories. There's a collective depression, I can say, that people are not talking as much as they used to. When you shake hands, they just give a brief smile, and then they're kind of speechless about it. They are still in a state of shock and despair.
The Maldives is known as the world's lowest-lying country. Some of the islands, I understand, just about 3 feet above sea level. Were there islands that were completely wiped out, completely inundated by the water then?
Yeah, there were some. The entire islands are covered. Our estimate is 41 islands. The flooding occurred on the entire island. When we look at the building facilities, homes and schools and other facilities, there are 14 islands to count so far that had almost complete devastation, that people would have to be likely relocated to other islands, or we'll have to start reconstruction in these islands.
With the topography that's so low, so close to sea level, so vulnerable to something like this, was this occurrence something that you had considered before in terms of having to relocate populations and the scale of this disaster?
No, this is a national shock, something that is entirely unexpected. It just happened out of nowhere. Because Maldives is so low-lying and because of global warming, we've always been concerned about sea level rise. But it has never really occurred to us that something of this magnitude can happen at this time.
What sort of relief operations do you have underway, and what are the most severe needs right now?
At the moment, there's no starvation as such. But the situation of water is critical, because we use water mostly from desalination. Most of the islands have desalination plants, and the plants were destroyed. So right now, water is an essential issue. Then the biggest need is the reconstruction of homes. I would imagine one-third of the whole country would have to be kind of rebuilt again, so in a short period of time.
Well, Mr. Shoghi, thanks for talking with us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much for your interest in Maldives. I really, really appreciate that, and it's a good feeling to know that there are people who care.
Mahmoud Shoghi is in charge of relief operations in the Maldives, where he's also Minister of Education. You can find information on agencies collecting donations for the victims of the tsunami on our website, npr.org.